Hey everyone, thank you for supporting the Light Years podcast. Next Wednesday, November 18th, Light Years will be hosting a live draft show on YouTube Live. The Light Years draft show will be sponsored by Warriors World and feature live reactions to the Warriors draft picks, special guests, analysis, and free giveaways to the best questions. We hope to see you there. 3:30 p.m. for premium listeners, 4 p.m. for everyone else. Links will be posted in all our social feeds. In the meantime, enjoy this teaser from our most recent Light Years premium episode. Check out our social feeds if you want to subscribe. 1 week. We are 1 week away. I've not been this happy in a long time.
You've got like this huge shit-eating grin on your face, and it's just... I think maybe Sam getting married was probably the last time I saw this guy that happy. That was what, like a year ago almost now? Wow. Yeah, I mean, geez, we got a week to go and literally 2 minutes, Sam, before we hit the record button, just more hilarious news breaks across the NBA. I mean, it doesn't get any better right now.
I'm going to need you to give me the biggest shit eating grin because I'm throwing this on Twitter right now.
Oh, he's feeling good. At some point, I think Russell Westbrook and James Harden, it's just so perfect. Is there really any other way that this could have happened between those two guys in the NBA? There's no other way. There's nothing that you expected different from these guys.
Oh, no. I mean, there's so many levels to how funny this is. And it's I don't know which one to start on first. Like, it's just... Okay, where do we start? So first, Tillman Fertitta, we all knew this day was coming at some point. Like, did I know it would happen November 11th, 2020? No. But like, just you saw Fertitta and the way he handled himself and all that stuff. You just knew at some point this was going to explode. So that's one. Two, from the moment it was clear the Westbrook trade happened, I'm like, oh, Maury's done. And when Maury leaves, they are
So something just came out. I don't know if you saw it. It just came out on the timeline that Russell Westbrook wants to go back to his floor general ways. I mean, come on. That's just art right there. Like, is there anything better? Is there anything better? Like, he wants to go back to
Russ is control. Like, I sacrificed a triple-double for just one extra round in the playoffs.
Like, that's exactly what happened. I felt like maybe there was a month there that he played like in a way that they're like winning basketball maybe. But other than that, you know, they kind of just like mixed and matched and kind of did whatever the fuck they wanted to do. And then, of course, it ended up being what it was, a second round exit. I think they won game one against the Lakers and then just got the hell out of there, right? Giving up at the end. Just
the Lakers made all of one adjustment and it was just curtains.
So James Harden says he's still going to be on the team. I know there's been some reports like people want James Harden. You know, Daryl Morey's probably going to want to trade for James Harden. You think he's going to stay? Like, do you think James Harden's probably looking around and saying, well, this place is a mess? Like, this place is a fucking mess. Somebody reported that, or maybe tweeted, I don't even know if it's reported anymore, that he wasn't returning phone calls. You know what I mean? Like, if you're James Harden, do you just want to get out of there, or you don't care because you're going to average 45 points a game?
I don't know. I need to see this accountability thing. I really need to see this. Where are you seeing this accountability? I need it right now.
No, the floor general stuff.
We might have a 14. Oh, here we go. Via The Athletic, Russ has informed team officials that he has been uneasy about team's accountability and culture and is a desire to return to his prior floor general role in Oklahoma City. So there's two things. This is Russell Westbrook to a T for me. He's right. The team has no accountability. It starts with James Harden and Tillman Fertitta. Harden is just – he's unserious. The best way to describe James Harden is he's an unserious basketball player. You'll never win you're going to win a title with that unserious Come on, man. It's not happening. This is premium. I'm going to swear all I want.
You know, but you know, the funny thing is, like, who's it coming from? Who is this coming from? It's coming from Russell Westbrook, like, of all the people.
Yeah, but there's a lot of things. There's a lot of flaws with Russ, but his desire to work is not one of them. So this is what I'm getting at. He's right in saying the team has no accountability with regards to, like, staying in shape, for one, you know, like that sort of stuff. Or, like, I don't know,
trying to seduce hotel workers. Like, he's right on that account. But then on the second part, it's like, I want to go back to my floor general race. That is why you will also never win a title, Russell Westbrook, because you do not care. Like, I mean, I just don't think he's good enough, to be honest. He thinks he's a lot better than he is. That's the problem with Russ. Russ thinks because he works harder than anyone, he's better than anyone. He's not.
Yeah, he doesn't have the IQ to win, but he also doesn't care if somebody tells him he doesn't have the IQ to win. I guess fundamentally, they both have a problem where you're not going to be able to tell them what they're bad at so that they can improve on it. You're not going to tell either guy. Not going to happen. And yeah, Russ going to Who's going to win in Houston?
I was going to say, Russ is the type of dude who thinks because he ran an extra wind sprint, he can take four extra bad shots, you know? And that's kind of like, on the one hand, like, you appreciate how hard he works to stay in shape and, like, do all the little things. On the other hand, you really wish he didn't take all those dumb shots.
Oh, this is just perfect. I mean, who is even going to take Russell Westbrook, right? Like, can the New York Knicks take him? You know, I'm sure they would, and I'm sure they'd be happy to. But that contract is miserable. Houston, it's got to – like, they're obviously – you said Tillman Fertitta. He's going to have to get under the tax or whatever the hell he's got to do. They're probably going to blow this thing up. Houston probably going to end up being like a what, 8 seed, 7 seed next season at best. Sam,
I don't know if they have what if they have Harden there, yeah, they can make the playoffs because Harden with spacing can win you enough games. But I don't know, man. This is pretty funny. I don't know.
This is 3 years. Russ has three years left on his deal. Like, I don't. Oh my goodness. Like, I don't know. There's no team out there that I can think of that would want or that could pay this contract, especially during the COVID years. So this is some special stuff coming out of Houston from having Chris Paul and James Harden, which I guess wasn't a perfect fit, but it worked. They took the greatest team of all time to 7 games to this. Oh, this is while the Warriors are Sam getting ready to get back for a title. I think the Rockets are done. Can we end this segment with that? Do you think the Rockets are done here for the foreseeable future?
I hope not. I need them back. I you know, it's like they're like the villain. I just don't want them gone. You know, it's like you don't actually want Batman to kill the Joker. You want the Joker to always get away so that the fight continues for eternity. And they are the fucking Joker. So that's how I am with them.